Welcome and all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 24th Chapter, 2nd Verse. His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For propagation of Krishna consciousness, they purchased a house for Bhaktivedanta Institute and an office for the Back to Godhead magazine and donated the Radha Krishna deities to the ISKCON temple in Philadelphia in the early 80s. In the early 90s, they took the initiative to construct a new home for Sri Sri Radha Damodar in Gita Nagari. He also served as a temple president of ISKCON New Jersey from 1996 to 2010. He stated every town and village trust funded by Shamik Rishi Prabhuji own life savings and earnings to serve Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON in various ways. A few years ago, he embarked on the project called the Krishna Mini Temple, in which he produced 3,000 mini temples that included deities as well as a place for Srila Prabhupada books. For past several years, he has been serving Srila Prabhupada mission as a traveling preacher, visiting various places in India, various other countries, has also regularly shared Krishna Katha on various conference calls. He is an initiative ISKCON Guru. Currently, Shamik Rishi Prabhuji's main focus is devoting ISKCON Kurgan Navabraja Dham, a 50-acre temple complex and community in Madhya Pradesh, India, to serve the worldwide devotee community. We can get more information from this project. For the new project from www.everytownvillage.org. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call, Prabhu?
Yes, Mataji, I'm online.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and session to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving me opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalit हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदानाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरव भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोकैर्भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. So we will be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, text number 2345. So text number 2, the topic is chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. Hariyakshayadi satprachim dhumrakeshaya dakshinam pratichim vrakasangyaya turiyam dravinase vibhu. Maharaj Vijitashva offered the eastern part of the world to his brother Hariyaksha, the southern part to Dhumrakesha, the western part to Braka, and the northern part to Dravina. This Maharaj Vijitakshva is the son of Prathu Maharaj, and he is the eldest son of Prathu Maharaj. And Prathu Maharaj, he left and he was installed as the king, emperor of the world, but he was equally favorable to his younger brothers, and he gave them in all the different directions so they could rule rule the earth or the planet, because they are Kshatriyas, that is their natural tendency. And Vijitakshva was also called Antardhan. Antardhan we will see in the next verse, because he could disappear at any time. This disappearing tendency, like Indra could disappear, or many demigods, they come and they will disappear. But even yogic siddhis, one can disappear also. Like all the demons, they will attack and then they will disappear. Nobody could see them. So that they will be in front, you are seeing them, and they will completely go away from the vision. And nobody would know where he is. And so that is there. And Krishna also, like say, when he was killing, then he would be in front of him, and then he would be sometime on the back side or somewhere. He will be disappearing any time. So those are the special powers, but this any powers, whether yogic siddhis, should not be misused for our sense gratification. For service of the Lord, that is fine. If the Lord is doing, that is for his play. So that is all right. So we will see that next verse, that how Vijitakshva was called Antardhan, and who was, he received this from Indra. So next verse, text number 3, Antardhana gatim shakral labdhva antardhana sangitah apatyatra yamadhatta sikhande inyam susammatam. Formerly, Maharaj Vijitakshva pleased the king of heaven, Indra, and from him received the title Antardhan. His wife's name was Shikhandini, and by her he begot three good sons. So Maharaj Vijitakshva purport, by his divine grace, is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Maharaj Vijitakshva was known as Antardhan, which means disappearance. He received this title from Indra, and it refers to the time when Indra stole Maharaj Prathu's horse from the sacrificial arena. Indra was not visible to others when he was stealing the horse, but Maharaj Prathu's son Vijitakshva could see him. Yet despite his knowing that Indra was taking away his father's horse, Vijitakshva did not attack him. This indicates that Maharaj Vijitakshva respected the right persons. Indra being the devotee, but also he was king of the heaven and was blessed by the Lord to take such a position in his management of the universal affairs. So he was respecting him, and although he saw, and many times the higher, like demigods, or they were telling, like we have already read, when Indra was taking the 100th Ashwa sacrifice. 99 was performed by Prathu Maharaj, and in 100 Indra was very much afraid of taking his post, so he will steal the horse. By getting disappeared, he will take the horse. And Vijitaksha was one who was following to protect the horse, but even knowing that Indra is there, he could see the Indra because of his devotional power. He could see, although he would disappear, but he did not kill him. That was his magnanimity. Means he respected the position of the Indra. Vijitakshva knew perfectly well that Indra was not an ordinary thief. Since Indra was a great and powerful demigod and servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vijitakshva purposefully excused him due to sentiment only, even though Indra was acting wrongly. Thus, means Indra was doing out of jealousy or taking his position would go and he will do a wrong act, because he should not have stopped somebody from doing his devotional service. Performing Ashwamedh Yajna, it is a service. Yajna, yajna is to please. Yajna is Vishnu, is Narayan, and he is pleased by these yajnas. Lord Ramchandra performed, Yudhishthira Maharaj performed, and many saintly kings, they have performed this Ashwamedh Yajna, but now he is stopping them. But in spite of this, knowing that he is wrong, he is a thief, but Vijitakshva did not kill him, knowing his position. Thus Indra became very pleased with Vijitakshva. at that time. The demigods have great mystic power of being able to disappear and appear, appear and disappear according to their will. And since Indra was very pleased with Vijitakshva, he bestowed this mystic power upon him. Thus Vijitakshva became known as Antardhan. Means even Indra would disappear, he did not have this power that came later on to disappear, but he could see Indra. So that was because of the devotional service. Any one cannot hide from a perfect devotee. But now he could also hide himself. So this is another power that he got. By devotional power, he got that one cannot do any mischief in front of him. But at the same time, now Vijitakshva got this benediction. The next verse, Pavakah pavamanasya suchiritya agnayah pura vasishta shapa dutpanna punar yoga gatim gata. Translation, the three sons of Maharaj Antardhan were named Pavaka, Pavaman, and Suchi. Pavaka means Agni, fire, because they are the children of fire god. Formerly, these three personalities were the demigods of fire. But due to the curse of the great sage Vasishtha, they became the sons of Maharaj Antardhan. As such, they were as powerful as the fire gods, and they attained the destination of mystic yoga power, being again situated as the demigods of fire. See, these things happen, like these six sons, they were laughing when Brahma was behind his own daughter Saraswati, then they were laughing, and because of this laugh, they became the sons, like they became, like initially they came as the, like, Devaki's son. They came as the Devaki's son, and then they were killed by their own father. These six sons were killed later on. Anyway, there is always, if anybody, even the higher personalities like demigods, they do some mischief, they have to take birth again into the human form of life, and then they are clear. They very easily that they go back to their own position, like Vishwapita. So that is, prior to Vishnu Pitama, even Ganga had these six sons, not this Devaki, but Ganga had six sons. And they were killed, or the Ganga threw them in the Ganges, and they were liberated in that way. So they did not have to remain in the material world for a long period, but Vishnu Pitama had to live for a longer period of time. So in Bhagavad Gita 6:41-43, it is stated that one who falls down from yoga practice is elevated to the heavenly planets, and after enjoying the material facilities, there he again comes down to the earthly planet and takes birth in a very rich family or a very pious Brahman family. Thus, it is to be understood that when the demigods fall down, they come to earth as sons of a very rich and pious families. In such families, the living entity gets an opportunity to execute Krishna consciousness and thereby gain promotion to his desired goal. The sons of Maharaj Antardhan had been the demigods in charge of the fire, and they regained their former position and by mystic power returned to the heavenly planets. So these sons of fire gods were cursed by Vasishtha Muni. And Vasishtha Muni, there is a long story on that. I do not know that completely. But this fire god helped, like one of the rishi was got married to a beautiful Puloma, Apsara. And before Puloma's father had given her to a demon, at very earlier age. But when he understood that he is not a good candidate, when they found another rishi with all the qualification, then the father changed his words and did not give it. So she was married to a rishi. But rishi was always trying to point out and see her and would be behind her. So when there was some fault, so he was like, he became like a, some kind of pig, and then she was sitting on that pig, and fire gods, they saw, then the rishi also knew, and then the rishi cursed them to become like again take birth in the human form. So these fire gods, they came again as sons of Vijitashva or Antardhan. Both are the same name. So Pavak, Pavaman and Suchi, they were the sons of, and they were very powerful like the fire god himself. So this falling down and again coming back, now one may say that falling down and why some people they take birth in Suchiman Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brasto Vijayate. But all the demigods are one who go to the heavenly planets. They don't take birth. Shine Punne Mrityuloka Vishanti means they come to the Mrityulok again. So who are the people who come back and who are the people who go to heavenly planets? So by the pious activity they do go to the heavenly planet, but some they take birth in aristocratic family or they take birth in devotee's family. So that has been described in Bhagavad Gita. These verses, there are references in verse 41 to 43. Prapya punya kratam lokan utsitva shashvati samaha suchinam srimatam gehe yoga brasto vijayate. The unsuccessful yogi, after many years of enjoyment on the planet of the pious living entities, is born into the family of righteous people or into a family of aristocracy. Aristocracy means very, very rich people, that once you take birth, you don't have to worry about how you will maintain your body and soul together, how you will earn. There's many people who have been born into very, very poverty-stricken family. Then their whole day long that they are busy with earning money and maintaining the family. And so it's a difficult again to conduct bhuke bhajanana hoi gopala. One who is hungry in his stomach, then he cannot be engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Gopala's bhajan is not possible. But any pious activity, piety is not devotional service. Piety has nothing to do with devotional. Piety are even sinful activity. Both are practically the same, just two sides of the same coin, because you have to return back to the earthly planet. It's like a bank balance. Piety you have to do means you have a bank balance. You withdraw by enjoying in the heavenly planets or even in this material world, you enjoy, and then gradually that is dwindled. And when there is no more bank balance, then you cannot take out your results of piety. And suffering, when you have done sinful activity, so all the suffering, whether in human form or any form of life, is because of the sinful activity, and one has to suffer. You cannot deny in the material world one may be relieved or one may be... one may mitigate his suffering by bribing or by certain relation, but in the material world, which is directed by the Supreme Lord through this through the demigods, you cannot get out of that. You have to suffer or enjoy the resultant reaction. But devotional service has nothing to do. One may be very, very pious and may not become a devotee, and one may be a demon, are very demonic, are very sinful, but he could take to the practice and then all his unwanted things will go away and he could be highly situated. So those two, so that is Krishna has given us freedom that even in hellish planet one can engage in devotional service. So these yogis, here Prabhupada is writing in purport, the unsuccessful yogis are divided into two classes. One is fallen after very little progress, and one is fallen after long practice of yoga. The yogi who falls after a short period of practice goes to the higher planets, where pious living entities are allowed to enter. So even a little bit progress, still it prevents you from degrading down. So there is always a benefit. The devotional service is never lost. Pap and punya are pious activity, and like you do engage in sinful activity, that is gone away by engaging in the prarabdha, that is, it's its own resultant reaction, and you have to take birth again to suffer or enjoy. But devotional service is never lost. It always, Krishna keeps it, that he did even a little bit. Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mato bhayat. That even if somebody is engaged in svalpa means very little, in this devotional path, then it could free us from a greatest danger. and greatest danger is to take birth in lower species of life. Yes, one has to take birth, but taking is birth in lower species of life, you cannot practice Krishna consciousness. You are degrading, suffer 8.4 million species of life. Then by the mercy of the Lord, you get a human body again. And again you may miss the boat or miss the human life and engage again in the same activities of engaging or enjoying the senses, bringing senses to its sense objects. So that is the greatest danger. But if one takes in human form of life, then little bit devotional service, then they are protected from degrading down to the lower species of life. But how they are born depends on how long or how serious they are. So it is the greatest benefit for devotees who are engaged in Krishna consciousness that their future life or after death, they will take a human form of life. That is guaranteed. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Prasto Vijayate. One who is. Because that was the question of Arjun that you are asking me to take this and neither I will be able to enjoy nor I will be able to complete. So what happens to them, those people who fall down, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist? This Arjun is asking to Krishna, who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization, means a devotional service with faith, but who later desists due to worldly mindedness. Means he and does not attain perfection in mysticism. Here mysticism is about the Krishna consciousness. So one who does not perfect Krishna consciousness and in between he stops and then what happens to that? Now he is denying, like he is not in enjoying the material world, enjoying his senses. And now he could not complete Krishna consciousness also. Means he cannot go back home, back to Godhead or the destination of the devotees. So what happens to that? So he is thinking that it is just like a cloud which is being moved by the so much fall wind. So wind just, and then the cloud gets into so many broken into pieces. So it cannot rain when the cloud is just goes hither and thither, broken down, then it cannot form a dense cloud to fall. So both sides, like he enjoyed material world, neither he is in the spiritual kingdom. So what happens to such a person? O mighty Lord Krishna, does not such a man who is bewildered from the path of transcendence fall away from both spiritual and material success and perish like a riven cloud with no position in any sphere? This is my doubt, O Krishna, and I ask you to dispel it completely. But for you, no one is to be found who can destroy this doubt. So now this is what Krishna is answering to him. If someone gives up all material prospects and takes complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no loss or degradation in any way. On the other hand, a non-devotee may fully engage in his occupational duty. Occupational duty means varna and ashram, varnashram dharma, and yet not gain anything. For material prospects, there are many activities, both scriptural and customary. A transcendentalist is supposed to give up all material activities for the sake of spiritual advancement in life. Krishna consciousness. One may argue that Krishna consciousness, one may attain the highest perfection if it is completed. But if one does not attain such a perfectional stage, then he loses both materially and spiritually. It is enjoined in scripture that one has to suffer the reaction for not executing prescribed duties. Therefore, one who fails to discharge transcendental activities properly becomes subjected to these reactions. So this is Bhagavatam, and everywhere it has been assured that the unsuccessful transcendentalist, that there need to be no worries. Even though he may be subjected to the reaction for not perfectly executing prescribed duties, he is still not a loser, because auspicious Krishna consciousness is never forgotten. And one so engaged will continue to be so even if he is low-born in the next life. On the other hand, one who simply follows strictly the prescribed duties, means varnashram dharma, when he following, need not and does not do devotional service. So devotional service and varnashram dharma are different. Means one may say that this is Krishna is created and one is engaging in. But if Krishna is not in the center, then that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always say, Eho Bahya. This is outside. This is not just like for going to a school. One may wear nice dress, R1 may travel by car, taxi, rickshaw, whatever. But and he may wear some they may have a special dress to go to the school. So they may do everything, but it is up to the. So how to reach is by, it is outside. But how he studies, how he pays attention, and what kind of teacher he is, how he is explaining everything, that is more important than the external. So these are varnashram dharma is external in one way. One who simply follows strictly the prescribed duties need not necessarily attain auspicious result. So humanity may be divided like, so that is more in detail. So if one who follows this path of devotional service, he is never a loser. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planet of the pious living entities, is born into the family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. So these are the two results that we were talking about. And so unsuccessful, after a long practice of yoga, he takes birth in a family of transcendentalists who are strictly great in wisdom. Certainly such a birth is rare in this world. So they take the birth on a devotee's family. So they have all the devotional qualifications. In the very beginning they observe, like many children who are born from the devotee's family, they are very special. Even the demigods are waiting in a line to take birth in devotee's family. Because from very beginning of life they could learn who is Krishna, they see Krishna, they see the devotional service. You could see that some children, they immediately they are attracted to Krishna. They go and dress them and play with them or offer them whatever they bring, they will offer to them. And some are who are in a, like a, who has not practiced anything, they will be killers of some insect is crawling, they will take and smash it, kill it, or enjoy in making others suffer. They will hit to the dog and dog would bark and they enjoy that barking or suffering. So those are people that you could just see poot ke paon palne mein nazar aate hain. Means you could understand the activity of a child just by observing what he is doing. If he is engaging in some devotional service or like, that's why they show wealth, they show like money or Lakshmi, they show the Bhagavatam, they show some kind of food, where his interest is. And one who is born in a devotee or was a devotee in the previous life, he will be attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam, he will crawl. So that is tested in Hindu families. Still that is going on, that in Shasti, when he is very little, they see our Annaprashan time, when he is 6 months old, they see the tendency. But even the Shasti Devi, they write what is this child was there before. Like when Prabhupada was very, very small, the astrologer was predicted that he will cross over the seven oceans and become a very, very devotee of the Lord, and he will spread Krishna consciousness to all over the world. Means the people were not really taking it that seriously, but that was the prediction that came true, because he was he is Jivan Mukta, his liberated soul came from the spiritual kingdom and is specially empowered. But it happens in many other lives also. So if one takes birth in devotee family, that is the person has done a devotional service for a long time, and one who takes birth in a Sriman, like very rich aristocratic family, he has done devotional service for a short time, but he has nothing to worry about his maintenance, what he will do. But just by the piety activity, these two kinds that I wanted to differentiate, that people who do go by their pious activity to the heavenly kingdom, they come down and they take birth, even they may go through 8.4 million species of life. There, all the punya has been finished, then they don't take birth, like somebody who is in the heavenly planet, they don't take birth in a devotee's family or in the family of aristocracy. They go degrade down to all the way to the lower species of life. So there is a difference. One who is in the heavenly planet, because of the devotional practice, he fell down, and then again he takes up when he comes to the human form of life. And some of the devotees, they even go to the planet where Krishna is playing, and he could watch all the Krishna's activity. Because Krishna goes from one planet or one universe to another universe. His activity continues. It is never stops. Like his birth is celebrated now, then his birth is celebrated in some another. So 24 hours Krishna, all the activity are again and again it is repeated, because he is the enjoyer, he wants to enjoy with his devotees and take pleasure. So his enjoyment is never checked. Nobody can check his enjoyment. But our enjoyment depends on enjoyment of Krishna. So if we help Krishna in enjoying, we automatically enjoy. So these are the nice verses. So one gets opportunity to execute Krishna consciousness and gain promotion to the desired goal. Now you may say, why the devotees, they are sent to the heavenly planet? Because there may be some tinge of desire to enjoy. So they send him, okay, Krishna says, okay, you want to enjoy, then enjoy in higher planetary system, topmost. So they do enjoy, but they are tired when they don't really like. Once you begin Krishna consciousness, you cannot stop thinking of Krishna and want to serve Krishna. So those are natural propensity, because Krishna bhakti is already there in everyone. And when one engages, they enjoy eternal, like inside in their soul. Soul enjoys that. That because that is it. Our swabhav, our swarup, jivera swarup is Krishna Nitya Das. One, when we become a devotee, then that tendency never goes. But they have a little bit desire that, oh, I could have enjoyed like this. So Krishna sends them to the heavenly planet. So my saying is that a devotee, they have all the way, their hands are is in ghee, or they enjoy everywhere. In material world, they good opulence. They could enjoy opulence, even or if they die, doesn't matter, they go still higher planet and come down again as human being in the house of devotee or in the house of a aristocratic rich family. So there is always a benefit, and one should take to this. One may ask the question, why intelligent people, like why they don't take it? Like one may be asking that if it is so easy, their devotional service, it is never, because they are not really intelligent. That's why when we say that there are four kinds of people, they don't take to Krishna consciousness. And so that is one of the reason that they cannot take, because Krishna throws them into such a species that it's very difficult to come back out of those Naradhama, Mayaparta, Jnani, and Moodha, and these four kinds of people who never takes that. But so there is so much significance of taking the purifying power of the service, that one who engaged in devotional service, there is a very much purifying power. So so we will let me just read this fifth verse, and then we will talk about that particular, what is the purifying power of the service, or devotional service. So text number 5, antardhano navastvyam havirdhanam avindat yah indram ashvahartaram vidvanapina jagnivan. Maharaj Antardhan had another wife named Navaswati, and by her he was happy to beget another son named Havirdhan. Since Maharaj Antardhan was very liberal, And he did not kill Indra while the demigod was stealing his father's horse at the sacrifice. So Prathu Maharaja's horse was being stolen, but this Antardhan was protecting Vijitashva, or Antardhan is the same name, and his wife, another second wife was Navaswati. So first one was Shikhandini, and he had three sons from Shikhandini. We had a friend whose name was Shikhandini. And she was married to a devotee, but then she left Krishna consciousness. She was in New York temple. And anyway, in Havardhani, that is also Havardhan and Havardhani, that is also named that we see. The Prabhupada gave all the names from Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, because they are devotees, and he put Das or Dasi, so one may remember that. So that's a very nice system, not any name. So that is, at least in spiritual culture, those special names have a special significance. They belong to, or they have, and they could remember Krishna because of just the name. And people giving name which has no particular meaning, like nowadays on the name of the some hero or heroine, that's a degrading. Because when you take the name like my son Damodar's son's name is Govinda, or my all the brothers say devotional names, but when you chant, it is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Krishna takes it. that yes, he is chanting my name. So it's so much beneficial that you may take the name of your son or grandson thousands of times, and thousands of times you have chanted the holy name of the Lord. So it is understood from various scriptures and Puranas that the king of heaven, Indra, was very expert in stealing and kidnapping. He could steal anything without being visible to the proprietor, and he could kidnap anyone's wife without being detected. Once he raped the wife of Gautam Muni, that is Ahilya, by using his disappearing art. And similarly, by becoming invisible, he stole the horse of Maharaj Prathu. Although in human society such activities are considered abominable, the demigod Indra was not considered to be degraded by them. Although Antardhan could understand that King Indra was stealing the horse from his father, he did not kill Indra. For he knew that if one who is very powerful sometimes commits an abominable act, it should be disregarded. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated, Api chet suturacharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadhur eva samantavya samyak vyavasthito hi sam. Thus the Lord says that even if a devotee commits an abominable act, he should be considered a sadhu or a pious man because of his unflinching devotion to the Lord. The devotee of the Lord never willingly commits any sinful act, but sometimes they commit something abominable due to their previous habits. Such acts should not be taken very seriously. However, because the devotees of the Lord are very powerful, whether they are on the heavenly planets or on this planet, if by chance they commit something abominable, it should not be taken into account, but should be overlooked. So that is a special instruction for the devotees that we should not take some accidental fall down. That we should not take it very seriously. Because of previous habit of many, many lifetimes, even in the life of a devotee, accidentally they fall down, they may commit some mistake, some mischievous activity, or may be attracted to some woman, but it should not be taken that seriously because they are rightly situated. And this is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita, not anybody else. Apichet, sudurachar. Sudurachar means so much durachar. Means to the maximum extent, durachar. Durachar means most abominable action that one may do. But if he is bhajatema, but he worships, engaged in devotional service, ananya bhag. Ananya means with only to Krishna, ananya. Krishna says this ananya word many times. Ananya cheta satatam yume smriti nityasha. Means Krishna wants, means he, because he is the Supreme Lord, he may demand, he may be like you may say, autocrat, that yes, only you worship to me, not to any demigods, not to any, just my form in the spiritual kingdom. So that is his demand, which is very properly, like a king may demand certain respect, or king may demand certain way of living, and not that he has to live in a poverty-stricken way, he may demand that, and that is his right. He can do that. But if another person who is not qualified demands, that is an abnormal thing. He has no qualification, but he wants to live so aristocratically or do something. So there is so Krishna here is saying that he should be accepted as a sadhur. He should be accepted as a devotee. Somewhere because he is rightly situated. Even if one commits most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly. Sadhu, because he is properly situated in his determination. Sudurachar. So when a living entity is conditioned, he has two kinds of activities. Condition means baddhaji, we are bound up. One is conditional and another is constitutional. So Prabhupada is deciding that conditional, that conditions may come back again. And constitutional, he is a devotee. He is a transcendentalist. He has practiced devotional service for a long period of time. But somehow accidental, due to some conditioning, we may fall down. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that if a person falls down but is wholeheartedly engaged in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, the Lord being situated within his heart purifies him and excuses him from that abomination. means he does not really get the same reaction, like the same thing is done by a karmi, he would be imprisoned or he would be going to the hellish planets. But a devotee who has practiced wholeheartedly to Krishna consciousness does not really go away, or he is still, see, just like in our family, like some child is making mischiefs or mistakes, we just excuse him. We just forget, oh, he is a child. So those tendency may come even in adulthood also. We are always a children. We are always trying to just learn and we make mistakes. But if one is a devotee, he is excused by Krishna. He is a very, the Krishna is a father of everyone. But for devotees, he is especially, he puts his attention. One who takes shelter of Krishna, then Krishna takes fully devoted to that child or that person or that devotee and he purifies him. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat shantim nigajati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. My devotee never perishes. So that is promise of Krishna. And we should take that seriously, that some devotee fall down, we should not really see him disrespectedly. We should really see him with the same respect and honor which he deserved or deserved before fall down. And this fall down may be for a long period of time, may be a contemplative one, but does not matter, because Krishna has a special affection for that child. Even if he falls down, he does not reject him. Prabhupada, like if you see in the life of Prabhupada, many devotees, they stole property of Prabhupada, or they left away and engaged, or and they took somebody else's wife and left away. But Prabhupada always forgave him. That, oh, it takes like so much blood, buckets of blood, to make one a devotee. And then if he falls down and you just reject him, throw him out of the society, it's not really proper. We should take Prabhupada's example, that he called back home. He forgave, that you please come and stay with me. Don't worry, what you have done is done. It's okay. And he, that way he showed this, that yes, he will become a devotee, because he, whatever he has undertaken for so many years, he served the society, he served Sri Prabhupada, he saw as guru, then he would not go away. He cannot go away for a long period of time. Even in our ISKCON society, devotees who have left, many, many have, they come back. Or somebody who has taken Krishna consciousness and served Srila Prabhupada, later on they went, they rejected this, and but at the time of death, he came to the temple and many devotees were around. When they are dying, or when even if they are in an accident, then some devotee would come and chant around him. So those has been recorded many, many, many places. Prabhupada's one servant who served him, and he stayed with us also, I'm forgetting his name, but he was cooking for Prabhupada, and he just had his dadi, and he was, did not even look like a devotee. But before he died, he came to Los Angeles temple, and devotees, knowing they served him, and then they were chanting because he was leaving his body and he was among the devotees. So how nice it is, that is arrangement by Krishna. Sadhureva means he is saintly, are very emphatic words. They are a warning to the non-devotees that because of an accidental fall down, a devotee should not be derided. He should still be considered saintly, even if he has accidentally fallen down. And the word mantavya is still very emphatic. If one does not follow the rule and derides a devotee for his accidental fall down, then one is disobeying the order of the Supreme Lord. The only qualification of a devotee is to be unflinchingly and exclusively engaged in devotional service. So even if one fully engaged in devotional service of the Lord is sometimes found engaged in abominable activity, this is from Narasimha Puran, these activities should be considered to be like the spots that resemble the mark of a rabbit on the moon. So like moon has a spot, such spots do not become an impediment to the diffusion of moonlight. Similarly, the accidental fall down of a devotee from the path of saintly character does not make him abominable. So this verse only refers to an accident due to the strong power of the material connections. Devotional service is more or less a declaration of war against the illusory energy. As long as one is not strong enough to fight the illusory energy, there may be accidental fall downs. But when one is strong enough, he is no longer subjected to such fall down. As previously explained, no one should take advantage of this force and commit nonsense and think that he is still a devotee. If he does not improve in his character by the devotional service, then it is to be understood that he is not a high devotee. Bhajate mam ananya bhag. That yes, he continues his devotional service. He does not just live and then disappears, or and it has to be accidental. Means not contemplative, not for a long time that one is contemplating for engaging in some sinful activity. But he accidentally falls down. Means one should not take it as a, okay, oh, if I fall down, doesn't matter. No, then that is deliberately. It should not be a deliberate act. It should be an accidental act. And that's why Krishna, now I know there is a, the time is far, but there is so much power of purifying power of the service, of devotional service. So maybe in next time when we get together, we will discuss about this purifying power of the service, that if one falls down, still how, what power is there in this purifying power, that how it protects the devotees. So thank you so much. You can unmute and we could have some questions, comments, anything, additions, subtractions. Please unmute and let us discuss those.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for the beautiful class, Prabhu. If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, koti koti dandavat pranam. Very happy and sad. And yes, Prabhuji, you inform us that we have to forgive Vaishnava when they are making aparad, like sometimes cheaters, but we have to stay with the Vaishnava and we have to forgive them. Thank you very much. Koti koti dandavat pranam. Srila Prabhupada Srila Guru Dev ki Jai.
Okay, thank you for explaining it again. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanapadam. Thank you so much for the beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanapadam.
Very, very nice. We explain everything. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank Hare you. Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. So many detailed information and your realizations. Prabhuji, I have a question. Let me open the Krishna book. It is, you mentioned that past time that return of dead sons of Devaki, and then Krishna is telling their history. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not remember the whole history, that how the Kisan were.
Yeah. So,
so maybe if you remember, you could say that.
No, I read this, Prabhuji. I wanted to.
But the six sons of the Marichis who cursed.
Yeah.
And then it is said that, after Lord Krishna heard the prayers of Bali Maharaja, he spoke as follows. My dear king of the demons, in the millennium of Swayambhuva Manu, the Prajapati known as Marichi begot six sons, all demigods in the womb of his wife Urna. Once upon a time, Lord Brahma became captivated by the beauty of his daughter and was following her, impelled by sex desire. At that time, these six demigods looked at the action of Lord Brahma with abhorrence. The criticism of Brahma's action by the demigods constituted a great offense on their part, and for this reason, they were condemned to take birth as the sons of the demon Hiranyakashipu. These sons of Hiranyakashipu were thereafter put into the womb of Mother Devaki, and as soon as they
took their birth, Kamsa killed them one after another. Yeah, this is where, but in between he says that, you know, like as you mentioned that they were supposed to be killed by by their own father, because Hiranyakashipu cursed them, and then they became the sons of Kalanemi, and in the next birth Kamsa, Kalanemi became Kamsa, and because
right,
of
right.
So what is that, Prabhuji, that
so they should not be laughing, these Marichi sons. They were laughing for Brahma's attraction to his own daughter. But he is on such an elevated position. Just the same thing that we were reading today also, that Indra has done so much, but he was protected. So anyway, that Prabhupada and Krishna is saying, Apichet Sudhuracharo, that they have no rights, sons of Marichi. Marichi himself is son of Brahma. And his sons have no right to laugh at Brahma. And when he was running behind his own daughter, that is accidental fall down, that he was agitated by sex desire, you may say. So he was running, but then he gave away dead body few different times that we read in that history. So he gave up and dead body was casted off. But again he was again remained as Brahma, and he was a devotee. He saw Krishna face to face. He heard from him this Chatushloki Bhagavatam, and he explained that to Narad Muni. So he's on, even Narad Muni's own father is Brahma. And how one can, just a demigod's sons could just deride on Brahma? They have no right, and we also don't have right. If somebody is a superior devotee, and we don't have right to just laugh or mockery or just spread that such and such person is fall down. So that makes us also degrade ourselves. Because Krishna, we have to see from the vision of what Krishna or what higher devotee would think. Like Prabhupada excused everybody. And so why, who are we to condemn such and such person? Are we senior or more advanced than them? Unless we are advanced than that person, and then you have administrative right to discuss about or to take any action. We have no rights. That's why for Brahmana, when they do some sinful activity, even king does not really give them punishment. That is in olden time. Then king will refer to some another saintly duties, their kingdom, in that there were saintly saints were there. And they will judge what he has done. Not the king or as a Kshatriya. See, Brahman, because people who were born in a Brahman family, they were following all the Brahminical qualification. So Kshatriya would not rule on the Brahmanas. That was the olden system. If something happens, so here they laughed and said that's why they have to take birth again through Kalanemi, and Kalanemi's own father they killed. They were killed. So Hiranyakashipu's son, or Hiranyakashipu's sons, and then they again took birth as sons of this Kalanemi. And Kalanemi came as a Kansa. And then Kansa killed all six of them.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. You know, you're very widely read, and you always tell so many instances from many different Puranas. And yeah, thank you so much. We are very grateful for your association.
It is all Srila Prabhupada who is giving all these things. We are nowhere. Without him, we could not even know what devotional service is and how it is different than the material activity. We all know because of his mercy. So we should always glorify Srila Prabhupada and take shelter of him very rigidly. We do not know even his glorification even now or after 50 years, but more and more we would understand as we go on, the time goes on, and we come back again and see that how this movement is saving the whole world. It's very nice that we have taken shelter of this movement, and we should stick to that. Never think of that, oh, there are so many. Yes, because of the tendency, and so many people would fall down. That is all right, because that is a Kali Yuga and their tendency is there. But it does not matter, they are doing devotional service. They are still sticking to the devotional service. Even if accidentally they fall down, they will be protected by Krishna. and we should have firm faith in words of Krishna. It is emphatically told by Krishna that my devotee never perishes. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. They never follow the same path as the people who are not devotees. They go through so many lifetimes, but the devotees are always protected by the hand of Krishna directly. Krishna does not see little mistake, like a father will take in the lap, even if somebody is so dirty, child is very dirty, his nose is running and he has even passed like dirt and all this, he was playing in the mud, he would not care about, he will put on his lap. But if he is not a devotee, Krishna, he is under care of the Mahamaya, Durga Devi, she takes care of that, whatever it is. So there is two distinct things. A devotional life and non-devotional life. So we are all lucky that we have taken the path of devotional life. And we should respect all the rules, what Krishna is saying. Okay. Any other has any comments, questions?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, Hare Krishna Mataji.
My question is when they were journeying the body of King Vena, the Prithu Maharaj came out.
Right.
And before that, who came out?
Oh, there was a demon from his impious activity, from his pap. So then pap body came, I don't remember his name, that he came first, and then Prithu Maharaj. Then he's all the...
Prabhuji, I think his name was Bahuka.
Bahuka, right, mm-hmm. Bahuka. So he was born, so he was a demonic person, so from his demonic tendency that came, and then Prithu Maharaj came. So that was just the arrangement of the Lord, that Prithu Maharaj takes birth, he is an empowered devotee, and he takes birth. But first, his body, Vena's body was purified by this Bahuka. By the mantras, the Brahmanas could curse him to die, and then when he died, there was no king to rule. So they wanted some king, but there was no son. There was no qualified person. So they churn, and from this churning from his thigh, all the poisonous effect or sinful activity came out of his body in form of this Bahu. And later on, ugly person, very demonic, but then the Prithu Maharaj came. So
what happened to that Bahuka? Where did he go?
Where did he go? Okay. Maybe somebody else may know more better. Where did he go? Or it is described. I have to...
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was given a forest to leave. So he went in the forest. And it is forest dwelling persons.
But in the forest there are devotees also. See, he could not be in charge of the devotees. Forest.
No, not in charge of devotees.
Uh-huh.
He in the beginning the Brahma was there, and then he produced so many children, and they produced more like that. So that's why they all these persons who are like a demonic or bad people like that. We have Bila and like that. Hmm. So those descendants of Bahu.
Yeah, they are called as the Naishadas. The Naishada race came from
here. Right.
Yeah, Naishada. They are all there. They are all descendants of Bahu.
Bahu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Last. No, thank you for remembering and letting us know. Yeah, Naishad, I remember that now.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji and Mataji.
So now, this would be my last class. Just I wanted to let you know. But I will call if I can give the class on, if it is a fixed day, say Saturday, that's fine. then somebody can join me on my cell phone number, and maybe we can continue giving class, but I will let you know, Mataji.
Prabhuji, can you please sing a Vaishnav song for all of us, Prabhu?
What is that?
Vaishnav song for all of us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please don't say last class. You will be getting more and more classes. But
I'm going to India.
Not be able to travel class.
And I am traveling also.
So yeah, that's what I mean.
Timing is different. Last class just for 2 months, and when I come back, I also plan to travel with TOVP, Temple of Vedic Planetarium. There are some devotees, they say Braj Vilas and Sunanda Prabhu, and sometime there would be this, our group would be joined by Bhakti Charu Maharaj or Gopal Krishna Maharaj or Ambarish Prabhu. This is the last trip of there to all the temples in US and Canada. So I thought it would be best opportunity to visit the devotees, see these various temples which I have never seen. So that would go on for May, June, and up to 5th, 6th of July. So I'll be traveling with them. And so if there is any opportunity, then I will like to give the class. But all the temples, I would never be able to see myself. Although I have gone to many temples, but still there are more temples that I would like to visit. And
yes,
even if I'm in other temples, I would be able to give the class.
Yes, I wish that you can visit all these temples. Thank you, Prabhuji. And also remember us to pray for us, so then we can also at least gradually progress over the destination.
Hare Krishna. Just reciprocal, you bless us and we bless you.
Yes.
It's always each other look good for others. Like, we just pray to the Lord for all the... And we say, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, we are all one family member, so at least in proper shelter, and we wish well for everyone.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, if nobody have any question, can we end the call here?
Prabhuji, Vaishnav song.
Okay. Which particular song that you are referring to?
Anyone, Prabhuji, give your association to all of us.
Oh, okay. So just let me pick up some one of the Vaishnav song. And rather than singing, we could just... I don't even have the Vaishnav song book. I have to go downstairs to bring it. So can you hold on just for another minute? Or if you have the book, you could sing, and then we get some simple song, then I can explain also. Hello?
Yes, Prabhuji. We are waiting.
Okay. So let me get to the Vaishnav song book, okay? Hello, Hare Krishna. So, I opened the Vaishnav song book, and there were two songs on that page. It's Radha Krishna Bol and also Jai Radha Madhav that we sing every day. And Prabhupada was very, very fond of this Jai Radha Madhav, Kunja Bihari, because just before the lecture, this song, and he was in Allahabad and also Gorakhpur, and Srila Prabhupada he really just started crying, and just by because that is this song, it in, like it describes whole about Vrindavan Vraj, that how he is playing in the kunjas, Radha Madhav and Gopi Jan Vallabha, that one who is very very dear to Gopis, Giri Vardhari. So Govardhan is there, and he's lifter of the Govardhan, Yashoda Nanda, so Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and all Vraj. Yashoda means there is whole Vraj. Vraj Janaranjan, he gives pleasure to the Vraj Jan, and Yamuna Tiravanachari, that he plays in the Yamuna, at the bank of the Yamuna, he has his Ras dance and many activities that he does there. So it's a whole description. So he goes from one forest to another along the bank of the river Yamuna. So Prabhupada was very fond of this song and sang it just before his lecture. In Allahabad and Gorakhpur, Srila Prabhupada, a shark is more fortunate than a shark. Any preparation for the Lord eats it again and again. Slightly smiling, the Lord takes his meal, speaking about the glories of shark to everyone. Means this vegetable, particularly spinach. The Lord says this shark is called Achyuta. By eating the shark, attraction of Krishna develops. At the time of eating, Lord Chaitanya would call different kinds of shark, different names of the Krishna also. By eating Patala, Baskuta and Kalk shark, one gains the association of the Vaishnava's life after life. If one eats salincha or helancha shak, he remains free from disease and gets a devotion to Krishna. This is just from Srila Prabhupada fell into trance after singing the first two lines, and after some time he came back into external consciousness and said, "Now just chant Hare Krishna." Srila Prabhupada said that this song is a picture of Vrindavan. Everything is there. Srimati Radharani, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yashoda and all the cowherd boys. But this importance of the shark also, it is just in underline like some. It is been given that just by eating the, because one who Krishna, whatever Krishna likes, and if you relish the same thing, means then naturally you will develop love for Krishna automatically. If Krishna releases something, then we are, so even sometime like in a joking you will imitate, like gopis imitated the pastimes of Krishna, and then Krishna could not, like he appeared in front of them. So we should always think of Krishna, thinking of him, thinking of his pastimes. That is very, very, not only auspicious, but it is very on a very high level. That we think of Krishna by his all these activities. So reading again and again, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, his devotees talking about him like Prabhu Maharaj, then you are in the spiritual kingdom. Even if you are in the material world, because you are thinking of those, and rather than thinking about some activity of the material, you become materialistic of the material world if you think about them. So thinking about food that Krishna likes, about his devotees, their activities, and you mimic activities of Krishna or even his devotees. And that's why we read Prabhu Maharaj or so many other devotees that has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam. We develop attraction for them and we develop love for them, and it is ultimately love to Krishna. Now another, that on the same page that when I opened, there is also about Radha Krishna Bol. So I will just, I am not a singer, but I will just sing that. Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re sobhai, ei sikha diya shabna diya, firche niche gaur nitai, miche mayar bose, jhacho bheshe, khacho abu dubu bhai, jiv Krishna das ei vishwas, korle to aur dukha nai, Krishna bolbe jabe pulak habe, झोरबे अंकी बोले ताई, राधा कृष्ण बोल बोलो संगे चलो, ई मात्र भिक्षा जाय जाय सकल विपोद भक्ति विनोद, बोले जाखोन ओ नाम गाय. सो दिस इज वेरी 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 वंडरफुल सॉन्ग. कृष्णदास यही विश्वास, that we are all Krishna Das. Gorlo Ortho Dukhanai, then there is no suffering. If you just believe that we are Krishna Das, hey Vishwako, so then there is no suffering. Krishna Bolbe Jebe Pulakabe, whenever you speak Krishna, then your hairs stand on end, you feel so happy. Jorbe Anki Bole Thai. So whenever you speak that, then these symptoms, they happen that your Asta Sattvik Bhav, they come. So everyone chant Radha Krishna. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are dancing all over the land of Nadia, giving this teaching to all. Oh brother, needlessly under the control of Maya, you suffer and are carried away by her waves, sometimes floating and sometimes sinking in this ocean of illusion. If you have faith, if you have this faith, that soul is the eternal servant of Krishna, Krishna Das, then there will be no more misery. And when you chant the holy name of Krishna, your body shiver in ecstasy and your eyes will shed tears in love of God. This is what I say. Chant Radha Krishna in the association of devotees. This is the only request I beg. Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, when I chant the holy name of the Lord, all dangers go away. Sakala vipada. Vipada means all the difficulties, all the problems of the material world would go away. Mole jar kono naam gai, whenever you sing the name. Okay, that fulfills your desire?
Yes, Prabhu. Koti koti den pat pranam. Shri Ram Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Hari Bol Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gurudev ki jai.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Very nice song. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. No, I just came and I just opened, so those two pages.
Yes.
So these two songs, Radha Madhava and Radha Krishna Bol.
Yes, then you said, then he was just doing Radha Madhava and describing, so then I thought maybe you were going to sing that. But I was thinking it would be nice if you sing the other one also, Radha Krishna Bol. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
So Hare Krishna. Desire is fulfilled. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your peaceful associations. Very, very nice, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. So please bless me that I have always nice association like devotees like yourself are. In the material world, there is so much disturbance all the time, so much agitation. But only one can be peaceful in association of devotees.
That's what you are speaking, so that's what Krishna will supply. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay,
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All the glories to all the devotees.
Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. But for a couple of weeks I will be traveling, so I may not be coming, so anybody can give the class in my place. But whenever I am ready, I will call few days beforehand. So you know. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. My blessings to all of you and please bless me also.
Prabhuji. Have a safe travel, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.